First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about an issue today that I believe should grasp the hearts, the lives, the thinking of each and every believer, a Christian view on the news. We're talking about a variety of things that in top of the news just for the 3 weeks that President Trump has been in office. Right now, the latest is the dialogue and discussion about the United States taking over Gaza, rebuilding Gaza, and making it the Riviera of the Middle East, as Donald Trump calls it. He says within the next 4 weeks, they're going to go through with the annexation of Judea and Samaria, which is Israel proper anyway, but it's been taken over by the so-called Palestinians. The conversation and the dialogue and the discussion about the rebuilding on an international scale of Gaza, that's I believe it's about a 25-mile strip facing the Mediterranean Sea, and Donald Trump is looking at it as a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to make it a spotlight, a shining light for all of Israel to be a blessing and a benefit. We're talking about also today the USAID, where President Trump walked in and summarily closed it down, if you will, with thousands and thousands of workers being laid off. But the thing that is still a little underlying question that I have, was the USAID simply a puppet institution being used by the CIA to go in and undermine and destroy other nations and or to set up others and make some winners and some losers? That's what I'm told, that because as of today, as I understand it, the CIA has offered re-employment for everyone that's been laid off with the USAID office. If that is the case, I believe Trump needs to go in and summarily fire them from the CIA that made that call and made that decision. I'm prayerful that he'll get to the bottom of it. But we're talking about some wonderful things today, and most prominent is the fact of what he's wanting to do in Israel. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I want to make a comment. I can't understand why people who say they are Christians can't discern what God is doing. And I believe when we were brought into the world, before we got here, God placed something inside of us, our gifts, our talents. And at such a time as this, I believe that Trump had an awakening with that bullet. But why can't they say that this is a man who is willing to die for our country? Mm-hmm. To me, that's a man.
That's the thing that's amazing. I mean, you ask the prominent premier question, you ask why is it that Christians can't see that. And the major thing is, in my opinion, Terry, they're willing to listen to the Communist Network news rather than what the Word of God says. In fact, multitudes, if I can be very blunt, very pointed, and very spot on with what I'm thinking, most Christians haven't read the Bible. They do not realize what God has said, for example, in relationship to Israel and what God has done with his people, the Jewish people. They do not understand and realize that God has given them the title deed to that land, and it shall not be taken. They do not realize that the Word of God, especially when you look at several of the Old Testament prophetic texts, Ezekiel 36, Ezekiel 37, where God has said that his land is not going to be divided. And I believe that multitudes of Christians operating in the dark with a mystical, mysterious understanding of what God is saying, and rather believe what the Communist Network News says rather than what the Word of God says. So I believe it's time that we get back, ladies and gentlemen, and Terry, I believe it's time that we get back to the truth of what God's Word says and understanding it. So I rejoice.
May I say something with what God says.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. We look at his faults, but even in the Bible, if they read the Bible, they'll see that no one didn't have a fault. But only Jesus, I mean, that Jesus was the only one that had no fault. So in everything that we did in the world, God uses it for his glory. And whatever Trump did, God is going to use him for in his for his glory. And also, too, we were created for such a time as this.
Absolutely,
if we can
that
discern what God
back,
is saying.
It goes back to Esther chapter 4, verse 14 and following, where Esther said that God has brought her for a time like this. And going back to what God is doing through President Trump, I believe that that bullet that just about took his life opened his eyes for him to see. As he has said himself, that God saved him from assassination to do what he's called him to do in delivering America. And going back to a rudimentary statement that you made also, look at King David. Look at the moral mess that he had in his life, but look at how God used him. Look at Solomon. Look at the moral mess in his life and how God used him. God doesn't take a perfect person, but God takes one that is available and willing to be used of God. It's the availability that God uses in your life, my life, and I believe he's using in Trump's life today. Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you and keep looking up. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to address the DEI, which I believe everyone agrees is discrimination, right?
Right.
Okay, well, if discrimination is bad, we should also undo affirmative action. Because that was discrimination against the white male. Affirmative action is nothing more than a executive order signed by President Johnson. And then Reagan ran for office for president saying he would repeal or undo affirmative action. He did not keep his promise. He was no Trump. Also, Reagan signed the amnesty bill in 86. And so, because the Democrats said, oh, we'll do a better job at the border. Well, he was fooled by the Democrats.
Absolutely.
I hope Trump is smarter when dealing with Canada and Mexico, because they say, yes, we're going to do a better job at the border. You know, 10,000 people, soldiers, and more high-tech and all that. Well, I'd like to see the results before Trump extends that 30-day period of no tariffs. I like to
Derby, if I can jump in for a moment, there's an old cliche, trust but verify. So I believe he needs to trust, but then verify with a short period of time that it's going to work. It's just like with the threat of the tariffs on China. I had an opportunity to talk with an individual who said that, and I told that individual, I don't believe he'll do the tariffs on Canada because it's just the cudgel that he uses to get somebody to sit down at the table and talk. And here we are now. What did he do? Displace that threat for 90 days to see what Canada will do. So it goes back to trust but verify. But when it goes back to what you're talking with the CRT, the DEI, the affirmative action, All of that's been churned up, ginned up to try to divide the races, and that is a major, major, major Marxist approach, is to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the people ethnically, and to dethrone God. That's the three major tenets of Marxism, and we see that has been at work for many, many, many years now, and to a great degree, the Marxists in America have been pretty successful. But Trump is walking in and basically trouncing what they've been trying to do. But Derby, just as I have said, if we don't do anything but look at what Trump has done in the first 3 weeks, if Trump were to leave office tomorrow, look at what he's done in 3 weeks' time. The thing that I'm praying will take place is in the process of time, all of these things will be codified in the legislation and not just executive orders. That's the danger that we're treading upon for future generations. What say you?
Well, I think you're quite right. Trump has done a lot already, so let's keep going and doing even more and disregard whatever the media or the Democrats have to say, because they are the enemy. And also,
absolutely,
Canada and Mexico, they are not our friends. They are out for Canada and Mexico. They
absolutely
have been taking advantage of us for too many years. How about we take advantage of them? Because we are the big guy. We have the economic power. And in closing, I like to say, China would not be what it is today without the help of the Congress that passed all the laws and all the regulations to make American companies move abroad. We should bring manufacturing back as it was in the 60s when I came to the U.S. from Cuba. Everything that I bought in the U.S. was made in the U.S. Nothing was made in China. And I didn't see anybody there with bare feet or no clothes or no food. We have too many things. A lot of the foods we buy come from abroad. And every gadget comes from China. We don't need that. We need it American-made, period.
Bring it back home, the manufacturing and everything, bring it back to America. That's Trump's mantra, and I believe he's exactly right. Derby, it deserves our prayer and at the same time our thanksgiving to God for what God is doing in the present tense, giving us new hope and new opportunities in America, and with what God is allowing Trump to do in Israel, no other president's been able to accomplish. One of the things that Trump is pushing now is the unification of Israel, and not the divisiveness in Israel with the so-called two-state solution. Every president in my lifetime has talked about a two-state solution since Israel became a nation May 14, 1948. I'm trying to get my date straight. May 14, 1948, when Israel became a nation. All the presidents have talked about a two-state solution. No such thing in the Word of God. Trump is the only president that I've seen. He's not saying that this is what the Bible says, but I listened to the ambassador from Israel being interviewed this morning on CBN, and he talked about that. He said, after all, we need to go back and see what the Bible says in relationship to Israel. The land belongs to Israel. And he's exactly right. So Derby, it deserves our prayer with thanksgiving for what God is doing. So thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about a Christian view on the news. So the question that I postulate for you, our listeners, how should we view what is taking place with all of Washington with the hair on fire because of what Trump is doing? What is your opinion, ladies and gentlemen? Why would Chuck Schumer and the whole squad behind him as watched on television, where they're dancing like little idiots, if I can be plain and direct, where they're dancing around as though they've lost their minds, and at the same time different ones going to the microphone with explicatives about Trump and what he's doing. What's wrong with saving $1 billion a day of taxpayer money? Have they lost their minds? Is it something that I'm not understanding? What is it that needs to be done? I look at this article again. White House stuns with the list of abusive USAID expenditures, including Help for All, another headline where it talks about the hair on fire with the Democrats because of what is taking place. Looking at the headline, says They're flooding with resistance, running in circles. I don't understand that. And yet they say that they're for America. They, the Democrats, they say that they're for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and yet we see everything remonstrating against the truth of what we have in our Bill of Rights, the truth of what we have constitutionally, the truth of what is taking place with President Trump. So I'm thankful that God is overriding the leftists, the Marxists, the socialists, the Communist Democratic Party, and what is being allowed to take place. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, so, you know, I have no words in English to try to describe the liberals nowadays. Did you watch that video that they were electing the new DNC leader? They, his own people, that they, the monster that they created, went against them with the liberals on MSNBC trying to blame everything on Trump, and they said that the election was lost because the country is misogynist, yeah, sexist, and anti-woman. Raise the hand who agrees with that. 99% of the people raised their hand. And I was like, mm-hmm, I'm sorry, these people is, I have no words. I have no words for these people. But you know what? I was happy at the same time because they keep blaming everything. Keep doing it. Don't stop, please. So you never get in power ever in the United States. That's one. The other thing is, for the light on me, I don't get it. Why so bad for the United States saving $50 million of dollars paying for condoms in Gaza? Mm-hmm. Why do we have to pay for condoms in Gaza at a tune of $50 million? How crazy is that? And I love what the president is doing. I always call it the Department of Common Sense. Now it's called the Dodge, D-O-G-E. To me, that's awesome. You know, we are in debt. Look at the trillions that we owe. And the way I see it, brother, is like me going to the bank, get a loan, get approved for $20,000, and go to Ponte Vedra and pass that money to the wealthy people. Why? That's the same thing that the United States has been doing for years. And I don't get it. Why they do it like that? Thank God we got people with common sense, and their wasteful spending needs to be stopped as soon as possible. They were paying for transgender opera in South mm-hmm. America.
Yes.
How insane is that? So now that they want to stop, and not only that, they were pushing the devil's agenda, LGBTQ agenda, and they were pushing abortion with the money that is not meant for that from the U.S. aid. So I love what the president is doing. He's being accountable with the taxpayer money. You know what I mean? And I'm for that, 100%. So I don't get it why the Democrats want to keep blowing the money when America is in debt in the trillions. Do you have an explanation for the nonsense, brother? That's my question. I mean, to me, it doesn't register in my mind. We are in debt.
Jose, one of the things I can give is not an estimation, but a number. Their figure is that since in the 3 weeks since Trump has gone into office, and they have the Elon Musk running the Department of Doge, that they have saved $1 billion per day. Now, hear me, $1 billion a day. That's not pocket change. But yet one of the things that's being uncovered is that Trump is draining the sewer, draining the swamps and cleaning the sewer out, and finding out that what is taking place, because this USAID was a front organization and operation, as I understand it based on some research, a front organization and operation for the CIA, for them to go in and use money to buy control of politicians and other nations, and offering them this, this, or this, and it was coming through the USAID. So Trump shut it down. But one of the things that is bothersome, and yet it shows what is really taking place, another headline says USAID announces nearly all direct hires will be placed on administrative leave. And then once they're placed on administrative leave, then the CIA says, we're going to take all of you guys on. And it's over 2,000 just in that realm that's the ones that the CIA says they're going to take over. So I think the next step for Donald Trump should be to go in and all of those that were rehired by the CIA to be fired, and the heads of the CIA that made that decision, fire them also.
And you know what I love the most, brother? I've been reading in the Spanish network on YouTube, the conservatives, they are awakening. They say, wait a minute. The money is to help the needy, to build churches, schools, pay the school teachers, you know, for the needy. But the left-wing politicians, they've been using it to push their wicked and evil agenda. So the conservatives, guess what, brother? They are agreeing with that. They are applauding Trump in Spanish. They said, thank you, Trump, for stopping that nonsense. So the USA money is being used to push that agenda, and that never is the intention of the conservatives in the United States. I love what the president is doing, and if they want to push their agenda, let them do it with their own money. Let Soros send them billions of dollars, or whoever wants to, but why we, the taxpayer, has to pay for that nonsense? So it's an awesome job, and keep doing it, brother. I love that. Thank you very much, brother. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Jose, and God bless you. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture and understand that God is not asleep, he's not on vacation, he's not sick, he's never had COVID, he's still on the throne, he's not sitting there on the colonnade front porch of heaven saying, gee, I wish I could pull this thing back into control. He is in total control, and I'm thankful that God uses people. Listen, there's a parenthetical footnote that I can add there. Just as God is using Trump, we may never be president, but God uses each and every one of us as we're willing to yield our lives to him and surrender to him. It's the availability that God wants in your life and in my life. So I am very thankful to see how God uses flawed human beings to bring about his perfect will and what is taking place. I'm looking at another headline, Lee. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture, we understand in Ezekiel 36, verse 40, 24 through 26, God promised to gather the Israelites from the nations and restore them to their own land. This restoration includes transforming of their hearts. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12, the Lord will recover the remnant of his people from different parts of the earth, bringing back the unification of those that are scattered. Jeremiah 30, verse 3, God's declaration that he'll restore Israel after captivity. We find in Ezekiel chapter 37 that God talked about the valley of dry bones, and it was the proclamation and the prophecy that God's going to restore the nation of Israel, bringing the Jews from all parts of the world back into and give them their own land. And you find, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said earlier on the broadcast, Genesis 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. If you've not read it, read those verses, and we'll find that one of the things that is taking place is that God is fulfilling that commitment. By the way, just a little footnote. Israel has never owned, it's owned it, but Israel has never taken possession of all the land that God gave the nation of Israel. If you want to find out the perimeters of that, if you want to understand the benchmarks in that land that God gave them, look at Joshua, the first chapter, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel 37, verse 21, 22, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them to every side and bring them into their own land. Verse 22, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. And it goes back to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that down through the corridors of time, Israel, the land of Israel, has been dominated and controlled by other nations around the globe, and now Israel is its own land, has its own possession, and God has committed that it will always be their land. This is the reason I'm excited when I look at a headline, and the headline reads this way, level it. President Trump says the U.S. will take over Gaza Strip, rebuild it to stabilize the Middle East. In part, the article reads, Trump says we will take over Gaza. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. We will do a job with it, too, Trump said Tuesday evening in a joint press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons that still on the site. Another headline reads, ladies and gentlemen, very succinctly, as I just stated, but another headline states it this way. Trump, U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip to rebuild it. After a meeting, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday afternoon made this statement. And this statement was, President Trump suggested that the United States could take over the Gaza Strip to rebuild all of it. He goes down further in the article. We'll own it. We'll be responsible for dismantling all the dangerous unexploded bombs. We'll level the site. We'll get rid of all the destroyed buildings. Just level it out of concrete and make a concrete economic development plan that will be unlimited supply of numbers of jobs, housing, et cetera, for the people of the area. Do a real job. Do something different. Just can't go back to how it was. We can't go back to how it is. It's going to end up the same way it has been for hundreds of years, according to President Trump. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump has walked into office, and in 3 weeks period of time, we have witnessed what he has done, and the things that he's done has been absolutely miraculous. The cancellation of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, no more DEI, the cancellation of the censorship for free speech, the sealed borders on the South, the serious closeness of the waste and the fraud, closing it out, the waste and the fraud in America. Our military stronger, the new leadership rapidly leading out, standing with Israel, for Israel, and against the enemies. We need to praise the Lord. I believe Lawrence is on the line. Lawrence, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I appreciate your conversations today. But one of the things I wanted to bring up, and you just touched on a piece of it, was if I look at the infrastructure in California that was damaged, it was not destroyed. It will take years to rebuild that. No one would be living in tents without the basic needs of life. It is a tiny number of residents compared to Gaza. In Gaza, because of the tunnels and persistent rocket attacks, the sanitation, water, electricity, and other essential infrastructure has been completely destroyed. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of individuals without sanitation, without the basic needs of life. It'll take time to create that sanitation, the administration, the communication, the fundamental infrastructure that has to be crafted after that rubble is cleared. The logistics for the basics of life, food, water, shelter, sanitation, have to be established for not tens of thousands, but literally hundreds of thousands, including children and aged. No one is going to be able to do this with greater confidence than the U.S. And
absolutely,
I think it is a mismatch in what the media is portraying this at. This
absolutely
is an act of absolute mercy and providential opportunity.
Yes.
To go in and, because without the sanitation, without the other things being put in place and being able to administer this, you can't do this concurrently. You can't rebuild that
large
infrastructure.
Large, our time is up for the day, but brother, you're exactly right. It's my prayer that God will continue to use Trump with the ideas that God's given him to bring this about. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay.